We've been operating for about a year now, and of course one of the biggest challenges with any community group, I'm sure, but certainly with ours, is funding. We currently rent space in the local community centre for our meetings, and in order to do that, of course, we have to pay rent, and in order to meet, we have to also pay insurance. So they are our primary operating costs. So in order to meet those, then to meet that expense, we unfortunately, because of there's not much funding available, we do charge a membership. But the more funding we have, then the less membership may be and therefore may cease being a barrier to women joining the shed.
So, Terry, and obviously it almost feels like in terms of the women's shed that there is a bit of a catch-up game going on to see the level of funding that men's sheds get given. And I guess that is something you're definitely trying to highlight and combat. And was that part of the discussion that took place?
That actually was the primary focus of the discussion. We wanted to highlight two things. One was the fact that funding for men's sheds is significantly more than funding for women's sheds. And then not only is there a difference in the amount of funding, but there's a difference in the qualifying criteria for funding. Specifically, men's sheds under the funding are allowed to apply for help with their operating costs, for example, rent, insurance, and so forth. But women's sheds are not allowed to apply for any help with operating costs. We can only apply for funding support for capital investment.
And after discussion, were you left feeling a bit more upbeat about the situation going forward?
Most definitely. I mean, I would have to say that Mary Lou was completely engaged, fully understood and embraced all that we were saying. She gave her commitment that she would look into it and see what could be done and certainly raise the awareness, and was fully supportive of not just of women's sheds generally and what we're about and what we're trying to do for women in communities, but also of correcting the disparity in the funding.